Judges 11 through 12. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a valiant warrior, but he was the son of a prostitute, and Gilead had fathered Jephthah. Gilead's wife bore him sons, and when his wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, "You shall not have an inheritance in our father's house. You are the son of another woman." So Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. And worthless men gathered around Jephthah, and they went wherever he did. Now it came about, after a while, that the sons of Ammon fought against Israel. When the sons of Ammon fought against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah from the land of Tob. And they said to Jephthah, "Come and be our leader, that we may fight against the sons of Ammon." But Jephthah said to the leaders of Gilead, "Did you not hate me and drive me from my father's house? So why have you come to me now when you are in trouble?" The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "For this reason we have now returned to you, that you may go with us and fight the sons of Ammon, and become our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you bring me back to fight against the sons of Ammon, and the Lord gives them up to me, will I become your head?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "The Lord is witness between us. Be assured we will do as you have said." Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and leader over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord at Mizpah. So Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the sons of Ammon, saying, "What conflict do you and I have, that you have come to me to fight against my land?" And the king of the sons of Ammon said to the messengers of Jephthah, "It is because Israel took my land when they came up from Egypt, from the Arnon, as far as the Jabbok, and the Jordan. So return them peaceably now." But Jephthah sent messengers once again to the king of the sons of Ammon, and they said to him, "This is what Jephthah says: Israel did not take the land of Moab, nor the land of the sons of Ammon. For when they came up from Egypt, and Israel went through the wilderness to the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, 'Please let us pass through your land.' But the king of Edom would not listen. And they also sent messengers to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. So Israel remained at Kadesh. Then they went through the wilderness and around the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came to the east side of the land of Moab, and they camped beyond the Arnon. But they did not enter the territory of Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon, and Israel said to him, 'Please let us pass through your land, to our place.' But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. So Sihon gathered all his people, and camped at Jahaz, and fought with Israel. And the Lord, the God of Israel, handed Sihon and all his people over to Israel, and they defeated them. So Israel took possession of all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. So they possessed all the territory of the Amorites, from the Arnon as far as the Jabbok, and from the wilderness as far as the Jordan. And now the Lord, the God of Israel, has driven out the Amorites from his people Israel. So should you possess it? Do you not possess what Shemesh your God gives you to possess? So whatever the Lord our God has dispossessed before us, we will possess it. Now then, are you any better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever contend with Israel? Or did he ever fight against them? While Israel was living in Heshbon and its villages, and in Aroer and its villages, and in all the cities that are on the banks of the Arnon, 300 years, why did you not recover them within that time? So I have not sinned against you, but you are doing me wrong by making war against me. May the Lord, the judge, judge today between the sons of Israel and the sons of Ammon." But the king of the sons of Ammon disregarded the message which Jephthah sent him. Now the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed through Gilead and Manasseh. Then he passed through Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead he went to the sons of Ammon. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord, and said, If you will indeed hand over to me the sons of Ammon, then whatever comes out the doors of my house to meet me when I return safely from the sons of Ammon, it shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering. So Jephthah crossed over to the sons of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord handed them over to him. He inflicted a very great defeat on them from Aroer to the entrance of Minnith, 20 cities, and as far as Abel-Karamim. So the sons of Ammon were subdued before the sons of Israel. But Jephthah came to his house at Mizpah, and behold, his daughter was coming out to meet him with tambourines and with dancing. And she was his one and only child. Besides her, he had no son or daughter. So when he saw her, he tore his clothes and said, O my daughter, you have brought me disaster, and you are among those who trouble me. For I have given my word to the Lord, and I cannot take it back. So she said to him, My father, you have given your word to the Lord. Do to me just as you have said, since the Lord has brought you vengeance on your enemies, the sons of Ammon. And she said to her father, Let this thing be done for me. Allow me 2 months, so that I may go to the mountains and weep because of my virginity, I and my friends. Then he said, Go. So he let her go for 2 months, and she left with her friends, and wept on the mountains because of her virginity. And at the end of 2 months she returned to her father, who did to her what he had vowed, and she had no relations with a man. And it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went annually to commemorate the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, for 4 days in the year. Now the men of Ephraim were summoned, and they crossed to Zaphon. And they said to Jephthah, Why did you cross over to fight against the sons of Ammon without calling us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you. So Jephthah said to them, I and my people were in a major dispute with the sons of Ammon, and I did call you, but you did not save me from their hand. When I saw that you were no deliverer, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the sons of Ammon, and the Lord handed them over to me. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me? Then Jephthah gathered all the men of Gilead and fought Ephraim, and the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim, because they said, You are survivors of Ephraim, you Gileadites, in the midst of Ephraim and in the midst of Manasseh. And the Gileadites took control of the crossing places of the Jordan opposite Ephraim. And it happened whenever any of the survivors of Ephraim said, Let me cross over, that the men of Gilead would say to him, Are you an Ephraimite? If he said no, then they would say to him, Just say Shibboleth. But he said Sibboleth, for he was not prepared to pronounce it correctly. Then they seized him and slaughtered him at the crossing places of the Jordan. So at that time 42,000 from Ephraim fell. Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. Now Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel after him. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he gave in marriage outside the family. And he brought in 30 daughters from outside for his sons, and he judged Israel for 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. Now Elon, the Zebulunite, judged Israel after him. He judged Israel for 10 years. Then Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Aijalon, in the land of Zebulun. Now Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, judged Israel after him. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons, who rode on 70 donkeys, and he judged Israel for 8 years. Then Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died, and was buried in Pirathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites. Mark 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, just as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger before you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one calling out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea was going out to him, and all the people of Jerusalem, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. John was clothed with camel's hair, and wore a leather belt around his waist, and his diet was locusts and wild honey. And he was preaching, saying, "After me, one is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to bend down and untie the straps of his sandals. I baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opening, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit brought him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were serving him. Now, after John was taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." As he was going along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will have you become fishers of people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, who were also in the boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and went away to follow him. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and began to teach. And they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, not as the scribes. Just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What business do you have with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, and come out of him." After throwing him into convulsions and crying out with a loud voice, the unclean spirit came out of him, and they were all amazed. So they debated among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Immediately, the news about him spread everywhere into the surrounding region of Galilee. And immediately, after they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever. And they immediately spoke to Jesus about her. And he came to her and raised her up, taking her by the hand, and the fever left her, and she served them. Now, when evening came, after the sun had set, they began bringing to him all who were ill and those who were demon-possessed, and the whole city had gathered at the door. And he healed many who were ill with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew who he was. And in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place, and prayed there for a time. Simon and his companions eagerly searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." He said to them, "Let's go somewhere else, to the towns nearby, so that I may also preach there. For this is why I came." And he went into their synagogues, preaching throughout Galilee, and casting out the demons. and a man with leprosy came to Jesus, imploring him and kneeling down and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out with his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he sternly warned him and immediately sent him away. And he said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely, and to spread the news around, to such an extent that Jesus could no longer publicly enter a city, but stayed out in unpopulated areas, and they were coming to him from everywhere. 2 Timothy 3. But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, slanderers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness although they have denied its power. Avoid such people as these, for among them are those who slip into households and captivate weak women weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, worthless in regard to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their foolishness will be obvious to all, just as was that also of Jannes and Jambres. Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who want to live in a godly way in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil people and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God, and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work. Proverbs 11:11-21. By the blessing of the upright a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked it is torn down. One who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a person of understanding keeps silent. One who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets, but one who is trustworthy conceals a matter. Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors there is victory. One who is a guarantor for a stranger will certainly suffer for it, but one who hates being a guarantor is secure. A gracious woman attains honor, and ruthless men attain riches. A merciful person does himself good, but the cruel person does himself harm. A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but one who sows righteousness gets a true reward. One who is steadfast in righteousness attains life, but one who pursues evil attains his own death. The perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their walk are his delight. Be assured, the evil person will not go unpunished, but the descendants of the righteous will be rescued. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, Lord, and let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me on the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. On the day when I call, answer me quickly. For my days have ended in smoke, and my bones have been scorched like a hearth. My heart has been struck like grass and has withered. Indeed, I forget to eat my bread. Because of the loudness of my groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I resemble a pelican of the wilderness. I have become like an owl of the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a solitary bird on a housetop. My enemies have taunted me all day long. Those who deride me have used my name as a curse. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mixed my drink with weeping. Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and thrown me away. My days are like a lengthened shadow, and I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, remain forever, and your name remains to all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious to her, for the appointed time has come. Surely your servants take pleasure in her stones, and feel pity for her dust. So the nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord has built upon Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He has turned his attention to the prayer of the destitute, and has not despised their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked upon the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to set free those who were doomed to death, so that people may tell of the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He has broken my strength in the way. He has shortened my days. I say, my God, do not take me away in the middle of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. In time of old you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Even they will perish, but you endure. All of them will wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you.